Hello.
Hi.
How are we doing?
Well, about as well as can be expected. How are you?
Just about the same. Christ, trying to hold the pieces together.
Yeah, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you. I'm sorry that we haven't been celebrating it together with good champagne and good scotch. But,
may yet come a time, who knows?
It'll come, I assure you. Let me, before you say anything, let me say a couple of things. One, I don't know what's going on here, other than I am told that everybody's going to come out all right. That's all I know. And I've deliberately not asked any specific questions
right.
For this reason, that I have my own ideas about how things will turn out, but and I'm not worried about them, and you shouldn't be. But I've always thought that if it came to a open trial, that I would want to be free to come into it and character and testimony and et cetera, et cetera. Therefore, the less details I know of what's going on, in some ways, the better.
Yes, I appreciate that.
If you follow. So, I have tried to stay out of asking specific questions, and it's very hard for me to do that for the reason that you are an old and dear friend, and I'm sure you regret the day I ever recommended you to the White House.
Not in the least, Chuck. I'm just sorry that it turned out the way it did.
Well, I am too, obviously, and I hope the hell you had nothing to do with it, and I've clung to that belief and have told people that, and if you did have anything to do with it, I'm goddamn sure it's because you were doing what you were told to do.
That's
you're
exactly right.
A loyal soldier, obviously, and always have been.
Would you be willing
to your country?
Would you be willing to receive a memorandum from me?
Well, the only, yeah.
For your general information.
Yeah, except...
Because I think it might help you.
Except there are things you may not want to tell me.
No, there's really nothing I don't want to tell you. I would think that you could receive this memorandum, read it, and destroy it.
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't do that.
No, the reason I can't, the same reason your letter to me, when I got that, and then I was asked by federal authorities, had I had any communication? I said, yeah, I've received this letter, and here it is. You know, I can't. You can't get in the position where you're perjuring.
No, of course not.
So
I'm afraid John Mitchell has already done.
Well, I can't. The problem is, you see, I don't want to get into the position of... I want to get in the position of knowing something that I don't now know, for the reason that I want to be perfectly free to help you, and the only way I can help you is to remain as completely unknowing as I am.
I see.
See, my problem, let me tell you the problem, is that can do you a lot more good by not know, by honestly being able to testify that I don't know. Just don't know the answer. I don't.
Uh-huh.
And right now I don't know anything about the goddamn Watergate. Now,
yeah.
Supposing Teddy Kennedy holds his hearings and I get called up there, well, I can't refuse to answer, and I wouldn't. I'd answer that I just don't know. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't.
Of course, I'm never going to be put on the stand as it stands now.
That's right.
And so I won't have the opportunity to say one one thing or another.
Well, you don't want to.
You wouldn't be willing to talk to my attorney. Wouldn't that be a different affair?
I don't know, Howard. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. He would know best if
it were. That was a suggestion of his.
Well, hell, I'll talk to him. That's not a problem. I mean, I'll be glad to talk to him. I'm sure that you're being watched.
Oh, I am too.
And not by federal authorities.
No, no.
I'm sure the Washington Post is watching you.
No. Well, the reason I called you was to make, get back to the beginning here, is because of commitments that were made to all of us at the onset. have not been kept. And there's a great deal of unease and concern on the part of seven defendants, and possibly, well, I'm quite sure, me least of all. But there's a great deal of financial expense here that has not been covered, and what we've been getting has been coming in very minor dribs and drabs. And Parkinson, who's been the go-between with my attorney, doesn't seem to be very effective, and we're now reaching a point at which...
Okay, you've told me all don't tell me anymore, because I understand it. Let me just...
Because these people have really got to dig. This is a long-haul thing, and the stakes are very, very high. And I thought that you would want to know that this thing must not break apart for foolish reasons.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, no. Christ, no. Everybody gets...
Yeah, and while we get, third, fourth-hand reassurances, still the ready is not available.
Mm-hmm. I follow.
That's the basic problem.
I follow you. Okay, well, you told me all I need to know.
All right.
And I can, the less I know, really, of what happened, the more help I can be to you.
All right, now we've set a deadline now for close of business on the 25th of November for the resolution, the liquidation of everything that's outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm now talking about promises from July and August.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been an apparent unconcern. Of course, we can understand some hesitancy prior to the election, but there doesn't seem to be any of that now. Of course, we're well aware of the upcoming problems of the Senate.
Well, that's where it gets serious, though.
Thanks.
For your information, Howard, this thing, of course, this thing has hurt us all, because everybody, it's just unfortunate as hell, but, mm-hmm. but the Democrats made such an issue out of the whole goddamn.
On the other hand, they kept them from addressing themselves to the real issues.
Well, I always thought when I write my memoirs of this book, of this campaign, that I'm going to say that the Watergate was brilliantly conceived as an escapade that would divert the Democrats' attention from the real issues and therefore permit us to win a landslide that we probably wouldn't have won otherwise. Seriously.
Whether you believed it or not.
No, I think there's a good bit of validity to that thing.
I do. Mm-hmm.
I really do. Dumb bastards were on an issue that the public couldn't care less about. Really.
See, I haven't known at any time what sort of an input you were getting from Dean and other people.
Minimum.
About who was responsible for all this.
Minimum for very good reasons, because if somebody told me...
Yeah.
See, let me tell you the position I'm in. Whether I stay in the White House for a while or whether I leave, it doesn't matter. I want to be in a position to help you.
Right.
Okay, that means I have to be openly talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter who it is, from a character standpoint or anything else, be able to say things about you that I want to say. Now, I can't do that the moment I know something that makes it impossible for me to talk to people.
Right.
And the moment I know something that makes it impossible for me to talk to people, then I gotta be kept in the background and can't talk.
Yes.
And I want to talk. So, as long as I can help you, and I'm gonna see that you don't get a bad break out of this, and tell you sometime about that.
I would hope that somewhere along the line, people who were paralyzed initially by this within the White House would now start to give some creative thinking to the affair. And,
oh, that's fine. That's true.
And some affirmative action, for Christ's sake.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, I think now is the time for it, and we expect it now, and we want it.
Yep.
And the election's out of the way, the initial terror of a number of people has subsided. Some people have already left the administration, and that's all to the good.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's pared down to the point where a few people ought to be able to really concentrate on this, get the goddamn thing out of the way once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to bore you with what it's been like, but it hasn't been pleasant for any of us.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I know it. I'll be doing some writing to keep yourself busy and...
Oh, I am, yeah. I am. I don't know if anything will ever come of it, but it's a good... it keeps my mind from my plight, let's put it that way. know that I was never clear in my own mind, and I'm still not, and I'm not going to ask you that one of the initial outputs that I had read about was, well, this is done by a bunch of wild-ass guys and so forth. Well, that's fine, of course. We're protecting the guys who were really responsible. But now that that's... And of course, that's a continuing requirement. But at the same time, this is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, we think that now is the time when some moves should be made. And certainly the cheapest commodity available is money. These lawyers have not been paid. There are large sums of money outstanding. That's the principal thing. Our living allowances, which are due again on the 31st of this month, we want that stuff well in hand and for some months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are all reasonable requests. They are all promised in advance and reaffirmed from time to time to my attorney and so forth. So, in turn, I've been giving commitments to the people who look to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
my phone. I'm reading it.
So
you don't need to be.
Don't
need to be more.
I don't want to belabor it.
No, it isn't a question of that. It's just that the less specific I know, the better off I. Better off we are. You are.
Oh, yeah. So no. Parkinson is out of town till next Monday, at which time a memorandum is going to be laid on him, and he's going to be made aware of the.
I'll tell you one thing I've said to people, and I just want you to know this, because I think it's important. I have told people the truth, and I've known you for a long time, that I've considered you a personal friend. You're a person in whom I've had high regard and high confidence. A patriot, real patriot, and that had you ever been the one masterminding this, it never would have fallen apart. That the reason that I am convinced, and I told this to the federal authorities and the grand jury, the reason that I am convinced that you, Howard Hunt, never had a goddamn thing to do with this, or if you did have anything to do with it, it was on the peripheries, is that if you ever did it, you'd do it a lot smarter than this. And, you know, that I've known how you've operated
Chuck,
over the years.
If I'd had my say, it never would have been done at all.
Well, okay.
Let me put it that way.
Say no more.
Position of another fellow, too.
Say no more.
All right. Because there's high risk, low gain. Okay.
Well, I never knew about, you know, of course, obviously I never
That's right.
knew about
it. And I've always maintained to my attorney, who of course has my complete confidence in this matter, that that you absolutely had nothing to do with it.
Oh, shit. Well, I'd tell you, if I ever known it was coming, I would have said to you as a friend, if some asshole wants to do this, fine, but don't you get involved.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and I, if we'd ever had a conversation like that, I would have said, my God, don't, you know. But,
well,
but the point I've made is that you're a smart... Among many other qualities, you are a brilliant operator, and brilliant operators just don't get into this kind of a thing. So I've held, and I was asked by, and this is why I don't want to know anything different. This is why I was asked by the Bureau. Well, what about Hunt? And I'd say, well, I could honestly say, look, I've known this guy a long time. He's a very smart fellow, and I can't, for the life of me, conceive that he would ever get himself into this kind of a situation. So. I want to be able to stay in that position. That's why I don't want you to tell me anything beyond that. Give my love to Dorothy, will you?
All right, I will.
I know it's hard on you and the kids. And
it's awful tough. My daughter, Abbott Smith, is really getting a rough time.
Is she really?
Very, very, very hard time, yeah.
Well, you know, I tell you, I find that it's only the rough experiences in life, and you've had your share of them, God knows. That really harden you and make something out of you, and you learn by them and become a better man for it. And we'll talk about that there. You'll come out of this fine. I'm positive of that.
Well, I want all of us to come out of it fine.
Yeah, it's just a goddamn
Who's
shame.
You?
Well, I'm, you know, I'm, my position, I suppose has been hurt in one sense that I've been had been publicly tarred, but I, obviously people around here know I didn't have anything to do with it. But so be it. We'll all come out of it. Don't worry about that. That's the last thing to worry about. And I understand this message, and let me
okay, if you can
let me get it in order.
About it, I would think the sooner they can get moving on it, the better.
Okay.
All right.
Great, Howard.
Good to talk to you.
Take care.
I'll discuss with Bettman whether he still feels he needs to talk to you.
All right. And as soon as I feel that the situation, the future of the thing is clear enough,
yeah,
that you and I can get together, we're damn well going to do it. But I don't want to do it.
No.
Prematurely, because what it'll do is cause... it'll limit my ability to help you.
Chuck, I understand that completely.
I'm sure you do. You know,
Believe me.
I'm in a better position.
I never tried to get in touch with you.
I'm in a better position to help you. If I can honestly swear under oath, which I can do, I don't know a goddamn thing about it, and I don't. And as long as I'm in that position, then I can say what kind of a guy I think Howard Hunt is and why I think this is a bum rap. Okay. Take care, Howard. We'll
all
be
right.
In touch.
Pat, is your family all right?
Oh, they're doing fine.
Your boy's doing well in school, I mean.
Yeah, he's doing great. And he's at Princeton, and he's taking a lot of stuff like you're talking about.
Oh, he must have, yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean,
the only counsel I can give my daughter is that people who would do that sort of thing are the kind who would pull the wings off flies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really the sort of people she would really want to have as friends or even as associates in any case.
Well, I said the same thing to my son. You know, when the indictments were announced,
yeah,
he said everybody at Princeton said, your old man beat the rep.
Yeah, that sort of...
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You know, doesn't that make you feel wonderful? Jesus. And I said the same thing to him, and he's gotten so he doesn't... He figures out that's the price you pay for serving your country, and, you know, you're going to take the good with the bad, that's all. So if you believe in what you're doing, you believe in what you're doing. That's what you have to... That has to be the ultimate consolation for all of us.
Well, it does indeed. Are you going to be able to take some time off?
Right, I hope so. All right, I'm planning to in December sometime.
Yeah.
So I can possibly move out of here, but... Well, you take care of yourself. Don't let it get you. Don't let it wear down that great spirit.
Okay.
And we got the president in for 4 years, and thank God for the country we do. So
exactly. Yes.
That's you know, when you go to sleep at night, you can put up with a lot of personal grief if you think that there are always things bigger than yourself. You know, really, that's true. And the moment in life when things are not bigger than yourself, then you're all washed up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You and I know that. We've spent
our
lives that way.
I have a lifetime of serving my country, and in a sense, I'm still doing it.
That's right. Damn right. Okay, pal.
Okay, good.
We'll be talking. Thanks.
Bye-bye.